yes, 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 yes. Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime! Ah!
I don't know if that was even a power-up. That was more like just me getting frustration out. I don't know. How you guys doing? I'm your host, Keenan Baker of the Animation Podcast with my co-host, Mr. Brennan, producer face.
Wow.
That's Mr. Brennan Edwards.
Hi.
My other co-host, Rob Fonda.
Hello.
How come he gets a real name and I get that shit?
You got Mr. Producer Face. That's your
name. He said Brennan Producer Face.
That's
it's like a partial.
It's
like
a
chimera of a name.
If you were like a boxer or something, you'd be Brennan the Producer Face Edwards.
I'm actually hurt you're defending Keenan right now.
All right.
Well. I mean, come on, man.
he fumbled that, man. Let's just let him fumble it.
The fact that it pisses him off is not. That's all I'm going to call you for now.
Yeah, he's going to lean into it.
Yeah.
You got to know
that's it for now, for the rest of your life.
This is you.
Well, you know, you deal with those consequences.
How's everyone doing out there today, man? We're having a good time. We're going to get into some things. Here's the topics for this week. We're going to talk about My Hero Season 3, majority of it, because I haven't finished the whole thing yet, but I'm almost done. We're going to talk about the new Dragon Ball Super movie trailer. Shit!
Yeah.
Intensity, anybody?
Very much so.
Intense.
I will talk about it when we get to that section.
And we're going to talk about Comic-Con, man. Comic-Con just happened. Has anybody in here been to Comic-Con? We're going to talk about all that type of stuff. And if you have, did you like it? And we might do some other kind of topics, too. We might jump into... Oh, yeah. Brandon wants to talk about Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I do want to talk about it. Because, you know, season 3 dropped. First episode.
Yeah,
Love to have that conversation.
I'm still recovering from my season 2 experience.
Yeah, the Rob Fonda meltdown of season 2 of Attack on Titan.
I wish I could just
watch that whole breakdown in like black and white. You know, it's just like, this is what happens when you mess with story to a story producer, writer.
I really almost did go Super Saiyan there for a minute.
He went so off, the guy just sat back and was just like, oh, shit.
Just let it happen.
Yeah, you can't.
You
nobody different. Interrupted him. We just let him roll. We just
you
just
would look really,
go.
Really different with blue eyes.
Yeah. Well, these are green, actually.
Yeah.
So
the color of the Super Saiyan
we're
size.
Back, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're back at it. Okay.
Back or what? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Brandon, don't do
all right,
this
let's
shit.
Just let sleeping
really,
dogs
he
lie.
Still thinks the eyes are blue. It's fucking ridiculous.
They are.
He went. Oh, God. He went and did research, and now he's finding more information that is green.
Yeah, you're the one in the tent, fam.
You're right.
And, you're the conspiracy theorist in the tent. That's all I got to say.
I'm doing my version from the tent, too.
This is like, there's definitely some Mandela effect going on in this whole like situation, right? Like some
Boom.
People are remembering green, some people are remembering blue.
Matter of fact, yeah, I don't know if we asked that, but yeah, what do you guys think it was? And I know this ain't the end of the podcast, but I don't give a shit because I'm pissed right now. Do you guys think the eyes are green or blue? Whether it's Kai or Super, I don't care, or Z. He thinks they're blue because he watches Kai and it said it's blue and Kai. It's
and
fucking
Super.
Green. It's green. Whatever.
Anyway.
Anyways, first topic, maybe we're going to talk about My Hero Season 3.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah. We're right here, guys.
God.
Yep.
Here we
yep.
go.
Gotta
yep.
pay the
Both
troll.
Of y'all. Yep. You about to pay this toll. So let's recap. First of all,
yep.
who was the person who put you on My Hero?
Mr. Producer Face.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did that. I put you on My Hero.
Britain Producer
and
Face.
Who
yeah.
were the people hating on My Hero? When I kept telling you, just like, just keep watching.
No,
there was never any.
You
hating.
Were hating.
No, 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 no,
on,
no, no, no.
It
no,
is
no.
recorded. You were like, I don't know. He whines too much. I don't like
he
this
does.
Show. It's da, da, da.
I never I said
like,
I didn't like the show.
Watch the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, no, to your credit, you did say you liked it, but he does
I
get
said
emotional.
I said yeah, I said he's a whiny bitch.
You said it's
emotional.
Hard to
and
watch.
I said he's not my favorite character.
You're not enjoying it. That's what you
no,
said.
No, I did
oh,
not
I
say
don't
that.
Remember
I remember
that.
I remember getting the distinct feeling that you
right,
were just
we'll
like,
check
this
the
is garbage.
Tape.
Look, we're only three to four podcasts in.
Because Brennan said it was good. I don't like it.
We're about three or four podcasts in. So yeah. you can easy go back and listen to that. Yeah. I think it was on episode one.
Yeah, it's episode one.
Episode two, I literally said, this is pretty fucking dope.
Yeah. You even said it might slide into your top five, I think, in the first
I did say that.
So getting there,
oh my God.
After you were hating, because you were,
That's not hating.
How do you feel? How do you feel about the show? Where is it at right now, guys? Come on.
Okay, I'll say this.
It's really fucking good.
It's amazing, but I need to know what the fuck your definition of hating is, because that's not called hating.
I would love to ask the studio engineer to do a playback of Kenan's thoughts on the first season.
Brennan said it was good, so I don't want to like it. Yeah. Those are my words.
He's literally getting written notes from our engineer.
Everybody in this room hates on me.
And Brennan knows why. Because Brennan, he's doing what he does now.
Yep.
That's why I didn't want to like it. Now I got to pay the troll.
You got to pay the toll.
Pay the troll toll. Yeah.
Okay. So, my thoughts.
Pay it.
All right. I'm not 100% finished with season three.
Yeah.
And just in case, if you're not caught up on my season, My Hero, spoilers have been going on, so fuck it.
Deal
with it.
Yeah, we had a whole spoilers conversation about you anyway. I don't give a shit about spoilers too much.
Yeah,
we got it. We know.
But yeah, I'm all the way up to the episode where All Might pretty much, I think, lost his powers, and
his flame goes out.
He does one last punch, and right. that whole fight scene, that right. whole those whole like two episodes or so, goddamn.
Yeah. Pretty yeah. crazy.
Some of the best anime you will see.
Those episodes might be some of the best animes I've seen in all time.
One of my favorite parts of season three, actually, of course, that's overstood that fight was incredible.
Right.
But even one of the parts that I've even watched back more than that fight was the part that Midoriya did. When they did the coordinated way to get Bakugo out of the fight so that All Might could fight. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know, it's like, and even the animations of how Bakugo, like, just the, like, I love that this show is like, it sticks to a very strict animation code throughout the entire three seasons until peak moments. So, like, of the first peak moment was at the first peak moment that I saw it happen was at the tournament where, Midoriya was fighting Todoroki.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that moment where everything's like, you know, like that last second of the fight.
Yeah.
And everything went 3D. You know what I'm saying? The whole show went 3D just for a few seconds. That same thing happened for the second time when Bakugo was taking off to go catch up with his homies.
That shit looked dope.
It looks incredible.
Yeah, that looked dope as hell.
Yo, and it's just like, and it's very different. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the whole show doesn't do that the whole time. But there's only very select moments that they're just like, all right, we're going to use this.
I love when anime does that, and I think some shows do that in general. I've seen stuff like that on Family Guy too. But like, I love when shows up the anime on special moments like that.
Yeah,
it gives you chills, to be honest. Because he flew in the air, he's like, he just seen his back, just like, that shit was so dope.
Yeah, and it's like you saw the disintegrating guy reaching for him right before he took off, and it was just like the smoke cleared, and his body just was propelled so quickly, but was still so stiff because he's so good. It's so naturally. It's his talent. Yeah. It's to be able to do shit like this. Yeah. So for me, it's like that part showed so much, and it also taught me so much about the kind of hero that Midoriya is going to be, because I love the way that his brain worked in that moment. He's like, okay, I can't fight. We got to look for an exit. How can we make this exit happen without putting us into a position where we have to fight to where we can help All Might? So how can I flip this whole horrible situation on its head right now?
Yeah.
And he did it like that. And not only did he do it quick enough, he also was able to convince an entire group of people, led them to be able to do all of the, like, to be able to make that shit happen. The coordination and even the specific thought of who's going to call to Bakugo.
Well, I think also, too, because he's gained that trust throughout the being in that school of being able to lead it like that. And I think that's what makes him special. Not just his powers, it's his intellect. And since he came into, like, even though that kind of annoyed me at first, he was a super fanboy. His fanboy is a lot of the reasons why he's able to survive in a lot of shit.
You know how hard it was for me not to say that shit when y'all was complaining about him being a fanboy?
I had no problem with him being a fanboy. I thought that was interesting.
I think they made him too much of it, but it
works.
It makes 100% sense, and he needs it for him to be as good as he is.
Yeah, and he did that too. Going back a few episodes when they're at the summer camp and like the supervillains invade or whatever, and he's with, I forget the guy's name, Soji, I think, the guy with like all the different arms and eyes and stuff, and he's like, Tokoyami's like losing his shit in the woods,
right?
And they've got that dude with the fucking iron teeth or whatever, like terrorizing some other students, and it was Midoriya that was like, all right, let's turn Tokoyami like on this dude, like Hulk style, like redirect him like at the people that he needs to be directed at. And that was totally his call to be like, okay, if he's going to come at us, like, let's make all the noise we have to get us, to get him to follow us. And then we'll, like, basically, you know, kind of direct him towards the threat that we want him to address. And that, again, all goes to Midoriya.
Yeah, you know? And I'd like to just give super bonus points to Rob right now for how well he landed the pronunciation of all those names.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's taken me a long time.
It's taken me time. That's why I don't say, I mean, I still say my movie, yo, Fire and Ice guy.
Yeah, right.
Because I know in the anime fan, like in the anime world, when you mess up names, like, that's not how you say it. Oh, they be God. On your ass. Yeah.
Rob just like, what's the guy's name, the shadow guy's name again?
Tokoyami, I think.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's good.
It took me a long time.
He's like a native speaker, fam.
It took me a long time to get there.
What do you
What
do you guys think about that fight scene with I forgot the villain's name, but when he's protecting Coda.
Oh yeah, muscular.
The muscular dude.
Yeah. I don't know. He looks. I call him Buff Bakugo.
Buff Bakugo.
Yeah, that's what he kind of did.
No, that was actually a story point that I completely missed, in the sense of as soon as I saw him, I was like, this is Bakugo's older brother.
Yeah, like, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, and it's like, and then. Oh, wait. I don't know if I can tell you.
I've seen what I think you're about to talk about.
Yeah. I probably didn't get there yet. Then,
yeah, you're talking about
there's no backstory with that guy yet.
All Might.
No, not yet.
The All Might thing. And mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All I'll say is that was a huge theory for me. And it's still in the background because it's not necessarily debunked.
Yeah.
Because it just hasn't been addressed directly, but it has been strongly addressed indirectly.
Yeah. And speaking of Bakugo and things that you were like, no, man, I promise this is going to get explained. I still don't feel we've gotten a great explanation on why Bakugo is the way he is. Like, yeah, he's a spoiled brat, but like, I'm still just like, but why? Like, even before he got his quirk, he was still kind of like a little dick, you know?
I mean,
and he's,
you said before he got his
big
quirk?
Dick.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he was.
Did they really? I don't feel like there was much.
I guess maybe not too much, because they weren't necessarily best friends, but they, mm-hmm. he wasn't like as angry. And then once he kind of got his quirk, and then what's the name? Deku didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't. Like, they were.
Yeah,
kinda,
you shouldn't pronounce the name. Is Deku? He said Deku, isn't it?
That's
Deku?
What I was gonna say.
Whatever.
Deku.
They're saying Deku.
Oh, I could have swore they said Deku, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
It doesn't. Mandela effect once again.
But that to me, that fight scene and him pushing through and pushing past your limits is what I've seen a lot of anime, I guess, has been doing kind of recently, or maybe it's been doing it. But like, a lot of anime has been doing the whole pushing past your limits type thing.
I mean, that is anime in general, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much anime in general. That's what made that scene dope, when he pushed through again.
Yeah,
and got that punch. I was like, that shit was intense.
That was really cool. Like, a million times,
all for
one. Kaioken, or
I mean, one for all times a million. Yeah, pretty much Kaioken.
Yeah, pretty much it's Kaioken.
Yo, another part that I love of, you know, one of the things that I feel is the strongest about this show, which I think the show has a lot of strong points. The writing is amazing. Mm-hmm. The character development works. You know, it's so good that even someone like Rob only has a question about one character, Bakugo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I think that one of the strongest things about this is the actual direction of the voice actors. Like, whoever's directing these voice actors is impressive. Like, the casting and the directing. Yeah. Because it's like, you can have a super talented voice actor, but to be able to get him to say, Daijoubei, the way he said it.
Yeah.
When he was, you know, like, against the wall, like, you know, it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I got this. And the acting in that moment gives you chills.
Yeah.
You know, about how, like, you know, the kid's, like, in the background, and he's talking to the kid while this muscle-bounded idiot is pummeling him into the ground.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's okay. You know? Yeah. I'm just like, oh, shit.
And that's what I will agree, where this anime might be one of the best and probably will go down as one of the greatest animes in this aspect.
I said it.
Oh, God. The writing and the character, like he said, the character development, they're giving you a lot of detail about a lot of characters. In a very efficient way, to where you feel like a lot is not being thrown at you and they're not forcing it. Like, I feel like the way they're breaking the characters down, I wish other animes, specifically I wish Dragon Ball Z, like, I feel like they're giving every character even their shine in moments.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, with one exception, I don't think that tail guy has got one fucking moment.
But yeah, he has.
He is just useless. He gave like Midoriya some like tips in season two on like, hey man, like that guy totally brainwashed me. Don't do that.
Yeah. They gave him one scene in the original season, the first season, of when they're in the emergency area when they got attacked by the Nomu and shit.
Yeah,
That's the only scene where he actually whooped any ass, because it was like those. Remember those?
Oh, that's right. It was like 5-on-1, and he was whooping ass. He whooped it. I do remember that.
So that's like I remember that. Like he was throwing that tail like it was real.
Yeah.
But that was it. But he was fighting against the peon villains, you know. Yeah, so it's just like, oh, look at all these average villains. I got a tail. You know.
But they're still considered. You know, they're teenagers, so it's still a win for them, because it's kind of like they're kids. Even though they're in that school, they shouldn't be necessarily kicking ass like that, but they are. These kids are clearly advanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, I'll say that one thing that I think is a possibility of something like the show happening that I kind of hope doesn't happen, but I could just see happening, is, you know, the bummiest villain. I mean, who's the bummiest hero in that show? There's not even, like, it's not even a competition. Like, who's the bare bottom? Who's the Krillin?
I mean, it's kind of, what's his name?
The actual heroes at the students, right?
The students. Either or, but it's the student.
Ooh, honestly, I don't know if it's totally clear, because it might, I mean, the tail guy's had his moments. It's probably.
Nope.
It's the kid with the little balls on
his head. Yep. It is the purple ball kid.
But he's had a couple moments.
He had moments that Midoriya gave him.
Right.
Except when they did the whole, like, teachers on students thing.
He had his moment.
That dominatrix lady real bad.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll give it that. But all I'm saying, my prediction is that kid might end up being one of the dopest heroes, or do something, one of the dopest things in the show. Because it's like, normally when you have a character that nothing is expected of, that's the best kind of character to be able to have something incredible happen with.
Yeah.
And this isn't giving away anything, really, but one of the things that's going to happen past where you are in season 3 is that they're going to develop their ultimate moves.
Right.
Which doesn't really give anything away, in the sense of, like, that's what the episode is named. and it's also, you know, it's just like, it doesn't give anything away. That's what they're training to do.
Yeah.
And they showed that kid developing something, and I was looking like, huh.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking. I'm not gonna tell him what it is, but I was like,
"Oh, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
There might be something to what this, you know, because there's. It's like, I just love that what they do with this show is that they show you a quirk and what the core, like the foundational quirk is for these students, but then they show you other heroes and how they've developed, you know, like ulterior quirks to their quirk, or ulterior things that work well with their quirk. For example, Eraserhead.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's just like, that dude is a boss fighter.
I love it. Yeah. He's becoming one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he's really
actually.
Cool. I like
he's
him
dope
a lot.
As hell.
Yeah, he whooped the most ass in season 1. There was like not even a question. And he also showed the most heart in season 1. You know, even more than All Might and Midoriya, I'd say. Because he took the worst beating this show has given.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got fucked up.
Yeah, like.
He got fucked up.
Yeah, I thought he was going to die in there. Yeah.
I did too. I thought he was going to die. I would have died. Like, you know, I'd be like, oh, that was it. Like,
I don't know. Actually, where does this guy fit into your rankings? The fucking tape boy. The guy that he's kind of got like the Spider-Man like web powers. He can kind of like swing around and
so
like
weird.
Tie people up. But
it's
like,
weird from his elbows. I mean, he's kind of like Kamai Wood. To be honest, he's like a lesser version of Kawhi Wood. Kawhi Wood was very useful.
He was.
I don't know. I think he's going to be like an average hero. Like, I think he'll be able to stop the average villain and slow down the big ones.
Yeah, he's definitely like bottom three. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And even the kid with the purple balls on his head, it's like they're making him so pervy.
It's a lot.
That's my least favorite part of the show, actually.
Yeah, it's like. I feel like an anime, that's one thing I don't care for in anime too much. And I understand the fans kind of probably like that stuff, but like.
I've never met anybody who's like, I love how they objectify women and are super pervy and men's noses bleed whenever they see titties. Yeah. Like, I don't even get it.
The only reason why I'm guessing that's a thing is because they keep doing it in majority of them.
I have to argue that it's like, I don't know this, so this is me speaking from pure ignorance. But I feel like it may be a reflection of either a past or a current representation of Japanese culture. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know that much about the dark side of Japanese culture, but I do know that when I was on the road one time, I learned a Japanese word that meant something that I wasn't ready for. Yeah, I'm looking at the sound engineer right now. Bukkake.
You never heard of bukkake before?
No, yeah. I had never heard of it. And they had me order it at the restaurant.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you enjoy that, Rob? You enjoy that? You having fun
so you
with
don't,
that?
So you don't watch porno at all?
I mean, I had watched it, but apparently I stayed in my lane.
Man, what?
Apparently I stayed in my lane.
Was this like a sushi restaurant? Like, what?
No. Like, this is like a regular, like, this. I don't remember. It was just like a regular restaurant. Like,
what
a,
did the waiter say?
The waitress, you mean?
The, what did the oh, waitress
the waitress
wow.
say?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Do you remember Engineer Tony? I don't think she knew what it was either, to be honest. I think that's what happened. She didn't know what
she's
it was.
She's like, either. I'll ask the chef.
Yeah. yeah. She didn't know what it was. And then they were just dying laughing. I mean, I realized something was bad, so I just dropped it like immediately.
Never
but
mind,
I
don't see it on the menu. It's okay.
And bukkake is something that you run across on if you watch
yeah,
porn.
I,
it's like,
I want
like,
you to think
like,
about
shit.
It. But yeah. I want you to think about that. Like, if that's the Japanese word, because there is no word for that in English.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and that's part of the underbelly of their society. And I'm not saying we don't. The American society has a hell of an underbelly.
Oh, it's horrible.
So I think every society does. So all I'm saying, so all I'm saying is that, you know, it doesn't seem the most far-fetched thing in the idea that in Asian culture, a lot of women are meant to be submissive. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
it's not about being submissive. What I've seen, it's all about like they even like the young girls, they draw them real busty.
No, know? No. So that's what I'm saying. So I was gonna get to that. So it's like if women are like being like, you know, oppressed in one some way, shape, or form, that means they're probably also being objectified.
And they're supposed to be like 15.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, so it's like, it's like it's really bad. That's
they're
what I'm saying.
Like Instagram models at 14, 15 years old. It's ridiculous.
And even on Dragon Ball, like Bulma, like she was pretty supposed to be young, right? Yeah. And then fucking Master Roshi, right from the beginning, was just like, hey,
yeah,
let me see that
my
chess
favorite,
girl.
One of my favorite scenes from Dragon Ball. Was when Goku didn't give a shit about Bulma. Was like, she's like, can I have your Dragon Ball blah? She's like, I'll show you blah blah blah. Goku's like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
she was like,
that
what?
Nasty monkey.
Yeah, that's, he said he just held her life.
Yeah,
I was like, dee, he hasn't hit puberty. And that was well depicted. But all that to say is that I mean, if I had to like, that's my uneducated, ignorant theory about where that kind of interaction might be coming from is that. You know, there also is an entire form of the exact same animation as anime that has a whole different meaning. It's hentai.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's a whole different topic we're going to get into in the future.
But I'm saying is like hentai is a thing that's in the same exact drawing. The same artists are drawing anime that are drawing hentai.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
So there's inevitably going to be some form of crossover.
That's
even if
be
it's
a
slight.
Weird research week.
I actually
want to know from the fans if they know anything about that and why. Why is it always in a lot of anime they put the pervy stuff in there if they actually know
it's
and actually have an
objectifying
educated
women
yeah. I know so it's objectifying but like even yeah it's yeah,
I mean
it's
I mean at the same time it's like why is there so much racism in anime like true. It's just like you know it's glorifying the and capitalistic structure in a way but I mean a lot of media does that anyway it's not like anime is unique with that you know it's like that's what American you know media does in the first like that's what we invented that shit
and that was it was you know? Bothering my mind that we still watch the fuck out of it like we as much racism and objectifying as it is there's plenty of women that watch it there's plenty of black people or anybody in any other race that watches
it's not blatant I mean that's the problem is that it's not blatant like and it's also not the main point of the shows at all it's just like they're always subcategories it's like racism happens but it's like it's not like every single episode you're like wow that was racist you know it's just like you notice it because it's like oh okay every 30 episodes in Dragon Ball Z you know Mr. Popo's red lip ass shows up and you're like oh that's right you know what I'm saying so it's not like he's a main character. So all I'm saying is that I think that it's a side note and that makes it that it's easier to ignore but it's also easier to ignore because that's what we're used to
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like with most media, we're used to it. Like we were raised on like seeing messed up stuff that just you're just like whatever. That's just what it is.
Yeah, and that's a whole different conversation. But that's getting worse too. We're getting desensitized all in general with a lot of shit.
Oh, don't even talk to me about desensitization, Mr. Scary Movie Watcher.
Scary ass.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, those are. I mean, that's something I can kind of live without, I guess, in that anime. But I think everything else about it. I think. I agree. I think it's going to become, it's already in my top five now.
Yeah.
It's already in my top five now. It's a possibility. Well, it's looking like it's going to slide into my top three.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's definitely up there for me too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely down to keep watching. I'm current and I'm excited for the next episodes to come out.
Yeah. And I'm very upset that I'm loving it so much. Cause like, if it wasn't, if you gave me the suggestion, Rob, I'm like, this is yes, man. Easily. Oh, I love it. But it's coming from Mr. Producer Face.
Yeah, and you know he's going to rub it in.
And you know he can't let you have shit. Anything he can, like, if he drinks a bottle of water faster than you, he can let you know, see, you can't drink water faster. Like, I'm hydrated faster than you are. Like, that's the shit you got to deal with dealing with somebody like Mr. Producer Face.
Absolutely.
Man, absolutely. Look, first of all, just, I don't understand why, like, it's a bad thing to celebrate when you can beat somebody in something.
Everything, Brennan. You woke up earlier, a minute earlier than somebody. Woke up a minute earlier today. Well, you're wasting your life today. Like, that's that's the type of person you are. It's just like shit, man.
I feel like shit talking is the spice of life. Mm. Is that no matter what, it adds value. Because if I talk shit to you and I beat you, then I'm like, hell yeah, I told you. And if I lose, you get more satisfaction out of winning because you beat the guy who's talking shit.
But you lose a lot, though, Brennan.
Do I?
See, but Brennan also likes to flip that around because he's just like, if you beat him, he's just like, yeah, I trained you up to do that. Like, I motivated you to do that.
Yep.
You still try to pull a win out of that
loss.
Ain't
no try.
No, yeah, whatever.
No,
look, I win in every moment. And that's
every
what
moment.
It is. It's a perspective. It's like, I choose to be happy. I choose to be a winner.
This is going
to
be a quick side note. But side note, he lost the push-up contest we had. He lost the ab roller contest we had. He came in last out of three people. Mm. When we played Marvel vs. Capcom,
two?
I whooped his ass.
I was there.
And you
no,
was there.
It was Marvel vs. Capcom 1.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what?
The arcade machine isn't working. Oh, that's really weird.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want no more ass whoopings.
I don't understand why you got so defensive, first of all. I was just clarifying which game you were talking about.
It doesn't matter what game it was.
It does
Marvel's
matter.
Capcom.
It does matter. I had never played Marvel's Capcom until it got here. You grew up on the arcade.
Wow.
Never played it.
Got where? Into the country?
No, I'm saying like until it got to this office, until that game came to this office, I had never played the original Marvel's Capcom.
I didn't come.
I've never played a fighting game, never played that game on an arcade system. But that doesn't matter because there's so many things I would destroy you in that you won't even play me that it doesn't even matter.
The only thing Brennan's beat me in was the DC game that we played.
Oh, and I'm not even that good at that game.
And he smoked me, and I never played that game. Yeah. But Brennan walked in, and I didn't say I could beat his ass. Brennan walked in saying he going to whoop my ass in the game. I said, get on the sticks. And he got worked and humbled and ran to the bathroom.
Oh, wait. I got worked?
Look,
make it sound like I didn't win.
We got to stay on top.
Yeah,
we
gotta
go to
he's making it sound like it was one-sided. I'm sorry. I will not let that slide. You won. You did not dominate.
Speeding of ass beatings.
Okay, 10-2 was one-sided. Anyways.
10-2?
10-2. All right. So did you guys get a chance to see the new Dragon Ball Super trailer?
No, but I learned how to count.
10-2?
But see, I watched you watch that trailer just moments ago. I know that's not true.
Yeah, see, exactly. You watched the trailer.
No, I just wanted to say what I was about to say.
Exactly. So how did you guys feel about this new Dragon Ball Super trailer?
I liked it. The music was intense.
Yeah.
Definitely got the chills going. It was really cool. It's interesting to see how they're going to, you know, introduce this character or Broly into this, like, you know, kind of super universe. What actually occurred to me, and maybe we'll talk about this more a little bit later, is, you know, because they even mentioned in the beginning of the trailer that, you know, Goku's like, oh, I got to get stronger because the Tournament of Power, whatever, is like, you know, kind of taught me that I need to, you know, get stronger. So we know the Tournament of Power has happened. And in that Tournament of Power, they fought that girl Kale from the other universe, who was definitely like a Broly-esque type of character.
Right.
So I'm wondering, like, when they fight Broly, if they're... Because they seem shocked.
That, yeah.
Yeah, they seem shocked, like, when he was going all, like, green Super Saiyan or whatever. And it's just like, oh, how's that gonna... Like, is that gonna come up at all? Like, I don't know. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. What about you, Brennan?
I thought that the first 10, 15 seconds of it, I was like, why is Kenan having me watch this fan fiction anime stuff? And I was like, all right, whatever. But then... Whew, first of all, the look of Broly.
Yeah,
I was like, Broly looks dope. Yeah. Like, I like this look. The animations and the fights look intense, and the motivations look even more. And I like that there was actually additional Saiyans. You know, so it wasn't just Broly showing up in a spaceship by himself.
Right.
It's just like, no, there's like a captain it looked like, and like a whole crew, which means that it gives plenty of opportunity for the Dragon Ball Z fighters to whoop random people's asses, which is one of my favorite parts of the show. That's why I like the Golden Frieza movie so much, because you got to see Master Roshi just kicking ass.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know? So I thought it was really good. Like, I'm really excited about it, to be honest.
Yeah, have you got a chance to see the trailer before that? You never got a chance to see even.
Until I literally walked into this podcast studio today, and you were like, "Have you watched this?" I hadn't even heard of it.
Oh my gosh! Because like, yeah, there's a first trailer that pretty much doesn't show you anything. It just shows like there's a new Saiyan that they have to fight, and Goku's pumped up, and you see like this guy's arms kind of get big, his legs get big, and people are like, "Yo, who's this? It's this new." They tell you it's a Saiyan from the past. That's all they tell you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I did see that one, and
they tell you that. So everybody's of course assuming it's a brand new character,
right?
And I guess in a sense it is coming to this. It is, but we all know Broly if you've been a fan. But like, I'm with you. I love his new look. Like, I thought his, like, the scar on his face is dope. People were like, yo, it's Yamcha 2.0. Like, they were clowning. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but, go ahead. No, I was going to say is, I love that. There's one other thing that I love that I didn't realize was a real guilty pleasure because Dragon Ball Z set it up for this. It's one of my favorite feelings in the world watching Dragon Ball anything is seeing Frieza get his or her ass beat.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. My God. In the Tournament of Power.
Bruh. So satisfying.
Oh, yeah, God.
I love it.
Oh, man. It felt so good.
That guy.
Yeah, and it's like Frieza's going to get that from Broly.
Yeah.
Frieza's
in
it. It's like Frieza versus Broly. We already know what happened.
Yeah.
And one of my least favorite things to watch happening in Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Universe is Vegeta getting his ass whooped. Which is something we've seen quite often.
Oh, all the time.
We see it way
constantly.
Too much. And we'll have a whole Vegeta podcast episode. Bruh. But like, it's just like, yeah, I understand. Like, you got to give him a dub somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, well, a good one. He beat the purple guy.
But I mean, like a real, like a one for the whole team. Like, he saves the whole team.
He defeated Frieza, Golden Frieza, after Goku beat the living crap out of him.
Yeah, but then they didn't even give him the win.
They robbed him of it.
I was hot when I seen that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I agree with you. Like, I like Frieza, but I love seeing him get his ass whooped. And Broly was working his ass that trailer. And just a few seconds they gave you, Broly worked him.
I think, yeah.
But I'm just so curious now what the storyline is. Because now I'm wondering how they bringing him in. And like I said, you didn't see the first trailer, but the first trailer they talk about the past. I don't know if they're going back to the past.
They have to.
I don't know.
You have to know the origin story of a bad guy, man.
Well, what I'm saying is I wonder how they're going to jump back and forth.
Well, I mean, they even show like the little kid Saiyan's hand touching the bigger Saiyan's hand. That's all backstory. So, I mean, I think it's just going to be like a either movie's going to start in the past, or it's going to be a part where Goku realizes his connection to Broly, and then they go back.
Well, no, because I guess my confusion came along when the first trailer they were saying it was a Saiyan from the past. So it was saying like it was like,
yeah, he's awakened.
It sounded like a Saiyan that came from.
Oh, you mean like Trunks?
Like a type thing, like a he's coming back. He's coming back from whatever. Like he's an original. Because how I was taking it was, he's an original bloodline Saiyan, and he survived. Or maybe this is, I don't know. Maybe this is in Universe 7. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I'm not really sure. Actually, what I was kind of thinking of too, especially because they showed that it was like, oh, Frieza's going to be a part of this. And the fact that these guys are all rolling up in what looks like a Frieza gang ship or whatever. Like, I wonder if they roll up on Frieza first, beat his ass, take his stuff, and are like, all right, cool, this is ours now. You know what I mean?
Because that's what I'm wondering. So they're in that. They're in him like that fighting gear.
Right.
That Thanos work.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. Are you guys happy? Because this has been happening a lot in Dragon Ball recently. A lot of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys happy that Broly is the character in this movie and it's not a new character that they're bringing? Because like, some people were a little upset that it's like, all right, you're bringing a... People love Broly.
Yeah.
But I'm saying...
But Broly was from Dragon Ball GT, right?
No, he's from...
I thought he was from Z, like one of the movies, you know, like Tree of Might or whatever.
Okay, right,
nah, it was past that. It was like like Goten and then the first one, it was just Goku and young Gohan getting worked.
Yeah.
And then the second movie was young Goten and young Trunks.
Okay.
And then Gohan fought him.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen those movies.
And then the third one was...
I've seen fight scenes, but I haven't
The third one was terrible. The third one was like fucking... like. Mechanic Broly. It was like some kind of like
Mecha Broly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I thought it was interesting that they created Broly in this season of Dragon Ball Super, like as
Kale.
The chick, as Kale.
Yeah.
Because that was definitely Broly. Like,
oh yeah.
Berserk, yeah.
Like that's their universe seven or whatever.
Four.
Or is it, were they four?
Yeah, because seven is our universe.
No, six. Okay. They're mirror universes. So it's six.
Yeah,
and
they're
seven.
Six and seven, you're right, because they have to add up to 13.
Sorry,
right?
Six. Yeah. But like, yeah, but that was my thing. It's like, I felt like to say brought Kale in.
Yeah.
What was the point of bringing Broly? Or was that gearing us up for this?
Mm-hmm.
Or now do they have some type of correlation, Kale and Broly? Are they going to put that together?
I don't think
like,
so.
You don't think so at all?
I don't think there's going to be any connection between Kale and Broly.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if you're right, like if they're mirror universes, like it does make sense. Like, okay, they've introduced this Kale character. And this is kind of what I was talking about earlier, if they were like, oh, I guess that's our universe's, like, Berserker.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, I mean, Goku already knows kind of what that's about, like the fact that she just goes berserk and like can't control herself or whatever. If he's going to be like, all right, like I've seen this style before, you know what I mean?
But in a trailer, if you're watching, it's showing him, they're saying he's getting stronger as he's fighting. Mm-hmm. So
and
obviously,
he's learning too.
Yeah, he's learning. So obviously, he doesn't even know what the hell he's doing yet fully, or he doesn't know his full potential. Maybe.
Yeah, I think, like I said, he's awakened. He's a character from the past, so he was probably in some form of hibernation, mm-hmm. and then he's awakened by whoever. Probably that guy who was giving him orders to say, go, Broly. You know, like,
probably, I think it's his dad, because in the first movie, his dad is the one controlling him. And then he know he has to control him. Mm-hmm. That's why he has like a little necklace on, and he ends up breaking free of that. But it seems like he has that necklace on in here, too. It's a different type of necklace, but he has something around his neck.
Yeah, something similar.
To keep him under control. Then he ends up killing his dad, and then boom, they go to work. He goes to work and starts smoking everybody.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it looks cool. I'm interested in seeing it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm fully in. It's in, coming out in January. Hopefully, even if they do like a little screening for the Japanese version here, I would love to go see that. And then I'll watch it in English again. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do I get to do a random topic today?
Go for it.
All right. My random topic is actually reluctantly giving props to Kenan's whole self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, very reluctantly. Because I've been watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, like, I had some flights this past weekend. I was flying to Richmond to go speak at an event and have a family reunion. It was great. But I was doing a lot of flying. And Netflix happened to have it in the download section.
Yeah.
On the plane, you could just download them all ahead of time.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, I had a lot of time. I had a 4.5 hour flight, then a 1 hour flight. So I was watching nothing but Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood the whole time. So there's 5 seasons of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I'm just finished season 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're halfway, halfway through.
Yes. Each season is like, 15 episodes?
So did you get a chance to, so where exactly are you at?
All right, so I'm at the part right now where they're looking to learn alchemy from that little girl with the little panda on her shoulder. And they just figured out the whole entire transmutation circle of the entire country. So they don't figure that out. Mm. They're trying to learn alchemy from her. Scar is the only person that could teach them what's in that book that his brother wrote.
Yeah.
And they are, what happened? And we just found out that the Fuhrer's son is Pride.
Ah, did you got a chance to see that the...
Wait. Don't do this. Don't Makoma me.
Okay.
Don't do it. Like, you know, I hate spoilers.
He's really thinking about it.
So be very careful how you word it.
You're calculating.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to just like.
Have you seen a sister yet? A sister of one of the generals?
Yeah. In the Briggs? Yeah, in the cold?
Yeah, okay, you've seen that.
Yeah. Armstrong.
So I don't know if you've seen. I don't know how far you said you've seen you got in Full Metal
Alchemist. So I saw Sloth. So Sloth was underground and dug into the structure.
Right.
And then she's dope, but she just got transferred away. And the part I'm at right now that's in season 3 is that the group of people, including like every Scar and all of them, are headed in the underground tunnel to get back to Briggs's, like back to to Lieutenant Armstrong's base. But while they were going, she got sent away. Central took over the station, and they're about to cause the catastrophe in that area so that they can make another blood circle.
See, the reason why I wanted you to finish the first one, Full Metal Alchemist, was because what makes her dope is that she's nothing like that in that. In the first one, since you're not going to watch it anyways, she's pretty much a girly girl. She's cutesy. I don't even think she's drawn the same.
Oh, she's badass.
So when I went and watched Brotherhood afterwards and they introduced her this way, I was fucking blown away.
She is she's so dope. She's probably my favorite character in the whole show.
She's one of the best characters in Brotherhood.
Unfortunately, I liked Hughes a lot too. Yeah. Bruh. He was hilarious. I was like, this guy's great. I like him. And
you're gonna see one of the dopest scenes. It's not even gonna be by Full Metal. Like you can, one of the dopest scenes.
One of the dopest scenes is when Mustang burned a lust.
That didn't happen yet though.
Yes. How do I know it?
Oh no.
How do I know it?
I'm sorry. There's another doper scene.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I was objectively.
But that
this
scene,
is why I don't want to talk to him. He's acting. He's like, oh, no,
I'm
no,
trying.
No. Yeah, I'm like, dude, you giving away stuff right now.
I didn't give anything away.
I said when Mustang burned lust, and he's like, you didn't see that yet. So obviously Mustang burned somebody else. Thanks, Kenan. You haven't even seen it. Why do you make the sound? Yeah, you're making the sounds like you know.
I'm just trying to participate here. I've been over here, like, kind of just like.
That's how I felt when you were talking about season two of Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
And here goes your.
Oh, no. We had some homework, Keenan.
We were supposed to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Rob. No. Rob.
Yes.
How caught up are you on Attack on Titan?
I have finished season two.
You have finished season two?
I finished it.
That was the homework, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. For homework for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
From episode one.
What was your homework, Keenan?
My homework was to start watching season three of My Hero.
That was your only homework? Because I could have swore you were supposed to do both.
Was I?
Yeah. We even talked about how much homework there was. Okay. Like, dang, this is a lot of homework.
Time out. Rob, was this true?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
You can ask
sound engineer.
All right.
Okay, it sounds like some more bullshit from Brandon.
Ooh, that's how you look. I'm not here for your feelings. I'm just letting you know you had homework that you know because he did both homeworks.
It took me a long time.
But you did them both. Why did you do them both if they weren't the homework?
Well, he said he wanted to finish season
but
two.
But I'm saying that was the homework.
We all had separate homework.
I did mine. I watched three seasons of Full Metal Alchemist.
And I finished up majority of season three of My Hero.
Not impressed. Rob and I put in work. You was over here just having fun.
I'm going to finish up Attack on Titan season two.
Man, we're gonna... do you know why it's important right now? Do you know why?
Why?
Season three
just started.
I know that. We're going to talk about season
three next
time.
I watched the first episode. This should be the conversation being released on this podcast right now.
We can get two episodes
we can be talking about
the next one.
Episode three of season one because a lot happens. I understand that, but what was important this week,
Comic-Con just happened, and that trailer dropped for Comic-Con weekend. That was huge, because everybody was looking for this trailer.
Yeah, you notice how everybody else is excited, because they had context, because they had finished season two for the 2 years it's been out. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Keenan.
No escape.
Yeah, there's nothing.
He tried
you know,
to.
You know, you got nothing.
He tried to do the alter instinct. I was going to go to a whole different tangent, but
I have nothing. I lost. I'll take the L on
And
that.
Look, I'm not actually directly. I'm mad at the situation because I really want to talk about it. That's really what it comes down to.
And I understand.
I have a lot of reasons to be disappointed in you, Keenan. We've been through this. But this is just me, my desire, my fire that I really want to talk about what happened. At least at the end of season two of Attack on Titan, I could talk to Rob about.
We got next week.
Yeah, but yeah, we're going to have to wait a week. How much fun is that, Mr. Anime Watcher?
We'll get to it.
You felt that, didn't
you? And get it all off your chest, your little bird.
I'm
going to
say it
off
my chest. I'm going to get it off my chest.
All right.
But you did bring up Comic-Con,
which
is our last topic.
Yeah. Comic-Con, any of you guys go this weekend?
I didn't go this weekend. I went a few years ago. I want to say like 3-4 years ago I was there.
3-4 years ago. I ain't going to lie. This is one of the reasons I love this podcast. This is one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast, so this podcast can get on a Comic-Con and we can start going there for free.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to Comic-Con or Anime Fest or whatever.
Anime Expo, nothing?
Yeah, I haven't been to anything. But it's funny because like for me, I can't wait to hear what Rob's impression is because I've always wondered what the draw is. Because for me, it's like, I just like watching anime. I like reading comics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So for me, I'm like, I don't understand like what a pleasure I'm going to get out of going to a place that has giant action figures and people dressing up.
Well,
that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's just going in there and being able to join the cosplay aspect of it. But you're dealing with a lot of these creators. You're meeting them. Mm-hmm. You're going in and you're getting panels. You're getting exclusive things. And you're getting, I guess, firsthand information on what's coming next.
Rob, go ahead.
Well, I mean, what you're talking about is the convention floor, which is there's a lot of stuff for sale. But Keenan also mentioned there's artists there. So, like, I like to read some online comics. So a lot of the time, like, the people from Penny Arcade, they don't go anymore. But the year I was there, they were there. You know, sometimes there are people there that if you follow them on Twitter, artists, you can get, like, their work signed, meet them, do that whole kind of thing. But on top of that, like, there's so much more going on around the convention center.
Right.
Like, the year I was there, Nintendo had a whole setup. Like, next door, they were doing a Mario Kart tournament.
Yep.
They were previewing the new Smash Brothers game, which I know they did this year, too.
Mm.
You know, there was a whole, like, setup for, like, Simpsons World was just getting launched that year that I went. They had, like, all these, like, carnival games that were there. I think you and I talked about this, Keenan. We were there the same year because Assassin's Creed had this whole, like, obstacle course that, was kind of like an American Ninja Warrior thing going on that was pretty sweet. I mean, there's stuff to do. Game of Thrones, the year I was there, had like a whole setup. They had like this VR thing you could participate in, which was pretty neat. Even at, across the street at Petco Park, there was like an entirely other convention going on that was totally free, open to the public, and like they were demoing like new PS4 games. One you wouldn't have liked was the alien game that was like an isolation game. It's like you're alone on the ship and the alien is hunting you, and it was insane. I was freaked out playing that game, but that's a few years old.
Rob, like, yes. I'm actually kind of convinced by the passion that you just displayed. Like, you really just were like, nah, man, you got this, and you get to see this, and there's all of that.
Yeah.
I'm still not like, oh, my God, I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think if I went with some nerds like you.
I take that with love.
It is. I'm a nerd,
mm-hmm.
you know.
To kind of build on that, and I've said this to other people that have been like, oh, I've been thinking about checking it out. And I'm like, honestly, like, the convention part of it is like the most boring thing that's going on at Comic-Con. Like, there's so much more interesting stuff happening around it. You don't even necessarily need a pass to the convention center to have a good time at Comic-Con.
True. Very true.
I think you can do stuff because everybody knows, like, all the industries know, like, oh, we're going to have everybody's ear if we show up there. You know, and there's limited space at the actual convention center that, like, all this stuff, like, pops up around in the city that, like, the entire city of San Diego is kind of, like, living and breathing this Comic-Con thing, which the people that live in San Diego hate, but everybody else right. that just gets to be there for the weekend gets to enjoy. So it's pretty cool.
I think it's definitely a thing you should go in a group with. I went alone before, and when I didn't have passes, but I went by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, damn, this would be dope if I had like 3 or 4 people with me. Because there'd be more shit we would probably want to get into. There's probably stuff I'm missing. And then when you're going solo, it's not like a movie. A movie solo is dope, but going to Comic-Con solo and you're not dressed up, it's not going to be the same type of experience.
Totally.
Who would you dress up as?
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, me. I was thinking about it. Actually a few days ago, just because of the bald head. I think I would either go
Trunks.
No.
Krillin. You seem like a great Krillin.
I mean, you would be a Krillin because you're a pretty small guy. But
really? You could say that to me?
You're like 5'5", Brennan.
I'm like 5'7", sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're going to come at me, get it right.
He's 5'5". Anyways.
My father's 5'5". I am 5'7".
All right.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Oh, congrats. Oh, wow.
I'm not
you're
tall.
Such a giant.
I don't sit there and say I'm tall, though, but
you're
I'm,
giant,
I know
dude.
I'm not
you're
small.
Just, oh, man.
I'm medium.
I forgot how much you're towering over me.
I'm medium sized.
I apologize for the 2 inches, fam.
You have to angle your eyes up slightly to look at me.
Right. That's what happens. Thank you.
You do.
Thank you, Keenan.
I would go. I think I would probably go as
Krillin.
Hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I can get somebody to do some dope ass makeup. I thought of two characters I want to go as. I said either Hit or One Punch Man.
Yeah, I remember you were saying One Punch Man. And I think you'd make a good One Punch Man.
Yeah,
One Punch Man is so funny.
It's an easy dress up. There's no real makeup. If you can get a dope pajama suit costume with a cape, you're good. But Hit, if I can get, because I think I showed you guys a picture of me and Cell, the dude that came as Cell.
Yeah,
the year
I showed me that. That guy looked good.
Yeah, I put it on my Instagram. His makeup and his whole suit was dope. If I can get somebody to do my makeup that dope for Hit, I would go as Hit and just be like, I'll be so intense.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What about you, Brennan?
Hmm? See, I would take it like, if I'm going to go to Comic-Con and dress up, like, I'm going to go like super nerdy.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I don't know. I would probably try to find some character that's like a lesser known character in like a either much older anime or video game and go for that. So like for me, like, I can't even remember the name of the guy. But there's a guy, like, you guys ever play Power Stone?
No.
On Dreamcast?
No.
Yeah, I'm a nerd, man. So that game was really funny. There's a Power Stone and Power Stone 2. Honestly, two of the best fighting games I've ever played.
Yeah.
And amazing games. And they had a character named Wang Tang, who was Super Saiyan Goku. Was Goku, straight up.
Really?
It's like he was a black-haired, dark-skinned like character
yeah.
that you'd do like two super good like hand-to-hand combat. And then when you powered up with the Power Stones, his hair would turn blonde, his eyes would turn
green.
Blue. Yeah, I'm looking at Kanan for that. Blue. And he would have energy blast that he fired. And his last one, he would do like a Kamehameha charge up and blast. And it was dope. It was cool. But then there's another guy. That's not the person.
I was going to say, that's a 4 a.m. like we got to go home sort of idea. Like, yeah. I don't know, guys. Fuck it. Put Goku in the game.
Wang Gang. Wang Tang. But so they did that. But then there's another guy named Ryoma. That's who I would dress up as. He's like a Ronin samurai. Mm. And his superpower was like when he turned into the... When he turns into a superpower, man, this game ripped off everything. But you guys know Silver Samurai?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked a lot like Silver Samurai. And then he also, like, his attack was, like, we called it, like, me and my friends, like, my boy Dr. Brown now, but Donald.
Dr. Brown.
We would call it the fingernails of death because it just looked like fingernails. And he would just, like, slice them out and kind of throw them. And they would just, like, all just, like, wave out like boomerangs and just, like, destroy you.
Oh, wow.
It was really powerful. So it's, like, those are the two best characters in the game. So I would have picked somebody like Ryoma. Or the other person I was thinking of is if you ever watched Rurouni Kenshin, have you ever heard of that show?
Yeah,
yeah.
So you remember the little boy from that show with the yellow jacket and the spiky hair?
No.
He was like the prodigy. He's like when you're watching the show, he becomes Rurouni's like Rurouni. He starts following the group.
Oh, okay.
And he's like kind of like the prodigy kid.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, so I would be him.
I'm gonna Google.
You'll go low key pretty much.
Yeah, I'll go low key. It's like I'll be like if you know, you know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Pusha T kind of thing. Like if you know, you know. Yeah.
And that'd be more like you'll see fans coaching and you probably be like, oh my, they'll be dropped to their knees.
Yes, exactly.
Like
because there will be moments it's like I'm gonna walk around and people are gonna be like, he's somebody.
Yeah.
And it'll be kind of like really cool conversations where people are like, oh, okay, wow, you're that. Wow, all right. And then it's like you said, when somebody actually gets it and they like and I really look like the character, and they come up, they're like, wait. Oh shit!
Yeah. You're
right,
this kid.
Yeah, you don't have to see. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, I like the kid. You know what I'm saying? Just like random stuff like that. Kid was dope. You know, it's just like, but just, like I would go super like you gotta know. That's what I would do, and it would also be like subtle costumes because a Ryoma costume or you know that kid's costume is not like a let me do a whole makeup thing or whatever. It's just like I just put on a little wig with spiky hair. I just wear like that yellow shirt and then like the Japanese pants and then like the wooden shoes, and I'm him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is.
Rob?
I'm going to take it a little bit different direction. And this is going to touch on another nerd fandom that I'm a big part of is I've always really wanted, like, Stormtrooper armor. I think that would be really cool to just, like, go around, just, like, kind of be that faceless Stormtrooper. I'd love to have that shit. The only thing that I can think of right now that would be awful is I bet it would be hot as shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Outfit.
I can't imagine it being a comfortable outfit.
That helmet would be off every 10 minutes for you.
Yeah, but I don't know. As far as, like, other characters... I don't know. That's tough.
For some reason, because of your shirt, I'm looking at you like, bro, you would pull off a serious Master Splinter.
That'd be kind of fun, I guess. Yeah.
Giant rat?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be a lot of work.
That's a worse costume for Heat than the Stormtrooper, because then I'm going to be in that same thing but covered in fur. Oh, my God. I'd be dying in there. Yeah. I don't know. I'm also a big Game of Thrones fan. Maybe I'd try to like pull something off from that. I don't know.
And Brennan, you slipped in the oob at the end?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I heard that. That'd be dope. I think
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd have to hit the gym a little bit first, but yeah.
He never
actually wore a shirt, you know?
Yeah, you got to go.
So, yeah, I would do oob. Like, oob, because I think oob is a very interesting character in the sense of, it's like, I love the name play in Dragon Ball Z. It's like, oob is boo.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, kind of thing. But yeah, and he's like the only non-super racist black character in Dragon Ball history.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I was Teen Gohan for Halloween one year. Maybe I'd do that again. I don't know.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's like the... Teen Gohan hurts my soul, man.
He's the best. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's amazing in the moment, but it's just like, yo, like, that show peak?
It did. No, that's totally my opinion, is that Dragon Ball as a storyline... And listen, I watch Super. I enjoy Super. It's fine. But I think Dragon Ball, the entire, like, story peaked with Cell Saga. And is like, after that, everything is basically fan fiction to me. It's like, oh, it's kind of cool, but I think the story hit its like ultimate peak with the Cell games. Personally, that's me.
I can see that argument.
Yeah.
I think I told you guys last one of the other podcasts about how traumatic the Cell games were for me. Like, even whenever somebody says the Cell games, it just hurts my soul.
Yeah, when you're playing basketball or something at the time, that stuff.
I was on the basketball team when all the new Cell Saga episodes were coming out on Toonami. So I didn't get to watch any of it.
Yeah.
And then it's just like everybody would come to school the next day like, yo, did you see that?
It was crazy.
Like, Cell got to final form. I'm like, shut up. You know, like, I didn't get to see it. Like, yo, it was like, how was basketball practice? Like, it sucked.
Yeah. It was awful. Coach screamed at me. It was the worst.
We ran a lot of sprints. We're in conditioning right now.
So tired.
Know? All right. Well, guys, we're gonna wrap this up. I think what's
our homework, Keenan?
We just about said it all.
Yeah, we just about said it all.
Yeah, but what's our homework, Keenan?
Our homework this week will be I got to finish, of course, season 3. My Hero. Uh-huh. I'm going to finish up season 2 in the first few episodes of Attack on Titan.
There's only one that's out, my sir.
There'll be 2, I think, by the time this comes.
It better be.
Probably.
So that's my homework. Brennan?
I'm going to keep up on all the shows that I'm watching. So.
And then you're going to finish Full Metal.
I might be able to finish it. I mean, 2 seasons is a lot.
Two seasons. Knock out a half a season or a season if you
can. Yeah, I'll probably be able to get through a season. But yeah, it's like only reason I was able to watch so much because I was on the plane. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep up on all the other shows because I have more homework for you guys after you finish this anyway on a show that I've been watching that I want to talk to you guys about.
And we're going
to
hit Attack on Titan next week. So that's why definitely I got to get that homework done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of my spoilers real quick.
Go ahead.
The homework coming up is Black Clover. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I might be caught up on the shows that were assigned to me other than, you know, there's going to be a new My Hero. There's going to be a new Attack on Titan. So I gotta watch those, but maybe I need a new show to dive into.
Well, maybe it's the Full Metal. It's either Full Metal or Black Clover.
Say go on Full Metal since he's so far on it, and I've seen it already. I probably can just do some scan overs and just rewatch a few episodes, and I'll be back on. But like, yeah,
so yeah. I want to talk about how dark
I won't
show
be
is.
Able to catch up to season 3. No. But I can at least, you know.
No,
start
you're
on
gonna
it.
three, four episodes in, you're gonna know what the show's about.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've seen some of the, I think just regular Full Metal Alchemist. I've seen some episodes of that. I got into it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I think I'll enjoy Brotherhood more.
There's one episode that I'm talking about, and it's the Chimera episode, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I know about that already.
We know it's dark. all right. We want to thank you guys for listening. And also, too, what were you guys for Comic-Con? What were you guys dressed up as Comic-Con? And if you guys went to Comic-Con, we want to know that. What do you guys think of My Hero Season 3?
And what questions do you want us to discuss?
And what questions do you guys want us to discuss for upcoming podcasts, man?
Argue.
And also, too, you know, me and Brennan will definitely argue. And also, subscribe and like the Anime Shun Facebook page.
Yeah, we're going to get that up and running.
Get that up and running. Yeah. And Brennan?
We're up on the internet.
Where,
you can find me on at Mr. Producer Face on Instagram. That's where I'm at.
Rob? Yep. I'm RV Danger on Instagram, RVDanger44 on Twitter.
And I am your host, Keenan Baker. Keenan Baker on everything, all the platforms, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in, listening, man. Yeah, that's...
I got to give the audience something.
Hold on, I got to make fun of him for 2 things in this episode. Number one, in the beginning, he's like, how y'all doing? It's like, oh, we're going to get a response. This is a radio show now.
Yeah.
And number two, baby. Like, what is this? Sure, is this like the midnight storm?
Good.
Is this the midnight storm?
I definitely
is that
got
what's going
into
on?
Like, yeah, some deep sexy.
Yeah,
all right, you guys.
Yeah, this is
all
anime, right. Bro. This is anime. Like, this is not stuff. This is not the midnight storm.
Thank you guys for listening, man. Tune in next week. Appreciate it.
And so anime was solved forever.